Greetings, fam, and I am Miss Complexity. We are getting in today to 5 tips to avoid cults and coven.
Is it? Wanna travel the world, but for now I'm cruising my city. If you wanna be down with me, then right now fuck with me.
Positive and fulfilling. It's understandable that individuals may want to avoid potentially harmful covens and cults. So we're going to get into a few tips on how to avoid covens and cults. One, research and education. Yes, it is very important that you research the cult that you want to be in. Research and invest time to find out about the different spiritual paths and traditions and understand that they have different core beliefs as well as practices and values. And if none of these things are connected to you or something that you want to do, then obviously that would not be the cult or coven for you. It kind of reminds me of higher learning and how they trick your boy to be a part of a cult, and he kind of got brainwashed and he kind of didn't understand which way to go. So it would have been better if he did his research, because education can empower you to make the right decision and see the warning signs of the group. And then there is two, critical thinking. You must cultivate critical thinking skills when you are thinking about getting into a coven. Be wary of groups that discourage questioning, critical analysis, or independent thoughts. Meaning, if they don't let you talk, meaning if they don't let you do what you want to do, be an independent person, or, you know, speak your mind, they might not be the coven for you, because they probably are trying to manipulate you and control your thoughts. Okay? So be sure to include healthy spiritual communities that encourage open dialogue and respect your diverse perspectives when you are getting into a coven. Trust your instincts. You must pay attention to your gut feelings. If something feels off or uncomfortable, trust your instincts. It might be telling you you are getting into a group that is strictly not for you. And if that's the case, you can be overpowered and manipulated into this group. So be careful. Pay attention to your instincts. If a group pressures you to make a quick decision or demands you to be quiet about whatever it is, they don't question my loyalty, then that's a red flag. You better, okay, moving on, you know? Okay, spiritualists in the Tampa Bay area, head on over to Smudge Life Energy Wellness and grab your crystals, your sage sticks, and your candles monthly subscription, which can also include on-site energy healing and yoga sessions, sound bathing, and more. Visit them at 1409 Tampa Plaza in Tampa, Florida, or visit their website at smudgelife.com and get your energy wellness alive. Or ask questions. Do not hesitate to ask questions when you are joining or considering joining a certain group or cult or coven. Look here, ask questions. And if they don't let you ask questions, that is the number one red flag to say, okay. So when I ask a question, y'all get mad. So it's like, I can't find out the truth, which means they're trying to manipulate you, and that might not be the cult or coven for you. Everything has to be on the hush-hush. You can't do anything. You can't say anything. You can't even find out why. No. And number five, connect with others. Find other people who are in this cult to talk to them as well, okay? After you get all the information you need to get, from the higher ups or about the cult or coven that you're in, talk to some of the people who are actually in there as members, see how they like it, see what they think, see what they say. And then, you know, you can base your opinion off of that. But a lot of times, members can lie. A lot of times members may bend the truth a little bit just to get you in or to keep you out. So you have to use your just due diligence and critical thinking as well as your instincts to figure it out. Okay. So when you're doing that, attend public events, workshops, or forums to meet other people who are actually in the group and network. Okay. Network with individuals that can provide insight and alternative viewpoints. Don't just take somebody's word for it. Do your research. And remember that all covens and spiritual groups are not harmful. Okay. Many offer positive and supportive communities. The key is to approaching these spiritual community with a discerning mindset and a commitment to your well-being, meaning that you should, whatever it is you believe in, make sure that it coincides with what you are, who you are. Don't just jump in a group because of, ooh, they got this, and ooh, they got that. No, because you'd have no idea what they took for them to get that, okay? So be careful. If you have a specific concern or questions about a group, consider seeking advice, you know, from friends, family, or professionals who are actually in the field or who know something about it. Okay. So, those are 5 tips: doing your research, critical thinking, trusting your instincts, asking questions, and connecting with others to find out if the group, coven, or cult is right for you. With that being said, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and enjoy. I'll talk to you guys next week. As always, deuces.